Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Off limits in political debate. Does domestic political disagreement over foreign policy send a mixed message overseas and weaken an American president? Rules of engagement and unruly politics on this Thursday, March 8th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Mixing it up over the Middle East, is that a no-no for the campaign? Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
Who can say what to whom about the commander-in-chief during a political campaign? Fact-checking trouble and freedom of speech, that's a discussion this hour. And saving face, an Oscar-winning look at the beauty behind some very ugly scars. You're still talking about which song you would pick to best describe the 2012 primary season so far.
Hi, this is Dan from Fort Lauderdale, and I got the best song for the election is It's Not Over Till It's Over by Lenny Kravitz.
So many tears I cried, so much pain inside, but baby, it ain't over till it's over.
Oh, Lenny the K, that's a good one. Tell us what you think at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and let's go directly to the headlines.
A top Syrian official appears to have defected to the opposition. That official is identified as Syria's deputy oil minister, Abdel Hassamedin. He made his announcement on YouTube, and here's some of what he said through an interpreter.
I tell the regime, which claims to own the country, you have nothing but the footprint of the tank driven by your barbarism to kill innocent people.
If this defection is confirmed, Hassamedin would be the highest-ranking Syrian government official to switch sides since the rebellion began about a year ago. Syria was very much on the mind of Defense Secretary Leon Panetta yesterday when he was on Capitol Hill. Panetta confirmed that President Obama wants to know what the military options would be if the U.S. decides to get directly involved in Syria. Panetta and Joint Chiefs Chairman Martin Dempsey both appeared before the Senate Armed Services Committee, and Panetta warned the panel there would be risks if the U.S. were to step into Syria.
Before I recommend that we put our sons and daughters in uniform in harm's way, I've got to make very sure that we know what the mission is.
And Panetta says, for now, diplomacy is the best option for the U.S. in Syria.
The head of the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency says he believes Iran is not telling the world everything about its nuclear intentions. Yukio Amano says Iran has allowed nuclear inspectors into several of its facilities, but he has the impression there are other facilities and activities that Iran has not disclosed. Here in the U.S., the Senate will try to tackle a massive highway bill today. The legislation carries a price tag of $109 billion. Democrats say if the bill is not passed, nearly 2 million construction workers will have to be laid off. Senators will also wade through several amendments, including one on the future of that controversial Keystone XL pipeline.
And if there's a problem with your GPS in the car this morning, you may be able to blame the sun. That's because there were two giant solar flares this week. And scientists say the energy particles will reach Earth today. Experts say those particles could potentially disrupt some radio communications and power grids as well. Whatever happens, it's all supposed to be over by tomorrow.
That's not what the Mayans say.
Toyota has announced a major recall. This one involves more than 680,000 cars and trucks in the U.S. Toyota says it needs to make the repairs to clear up some safety issues. It affects certain Camrys, Venzas, and Tacoma vehicles. And the Surgeon General says she's shocked by how many of America's teenagers smoke. Regina Benjamin's office is releasing a report on tobacco use among young people. That report says nearly one in four high school seniors smoke, and the Surgeon General blames the tobacco industry.
Asian markets, European markets, futures all up this morning. The Dow starts at 12,837. The S&P begins at 1353, and the Nasdaq opens at 2608. Later on this on the program.
You know what? In a way, I'm saving my own face because I'm part of the society which has this disease.
is a Pakistani plastic surgeon, an extraordinary character who tries to help heal women disfigured by their husbands. And the Oscar-winning documentary short film Saving Face will be joined by the two directors of this new documentary later this hour. And coming up later, sued for tweeting. We'll hear one man's story about why he was sued for making allegedly false statements on Twitter. Is that a crime? Is that a civil disorder? 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post at thetakeaway.org. What do you think about this or any conversation on the program? Coming up, foreign policy. Is it off limits for political debate? David Sanger weighs in for The New York Times.